door, but the door's walking. You know, it's like driving a cab. There were people here that work for cab companies, and you think they do it full time, but they don't. You take a cab, you talk to the cabbie, and I'm not talking about the medallion cabs, the ones in the city. I'm talking about the private cabs, like, you know, the ones that pick you up at the train station. They don't do that. Some of them don't do that full time. They don't drive a cab full time. It's a part time job after the regular job, so they have two jobs.
Oh, I understand, but Keith, that's Amy's Poe. He does it full time, 7 days a week. He works from about 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's crazy. If he had gotten a real education, he could have done more with his life. That's all I'm saying.
So how do you know that? Did he tell you this?
Yes, he's my cousin's boyfriend. He does.
Well, an education. I mean, you know, I'm assuming, maybe he does it full time. He's fine with it. Look, it's not bad. There are educated people who do it. Because of the people that are, you know, they get jobs and they're educated, they're lawyers or whatever, teachers, and they get laid off. So they want a job, so they get a job doing something. My sister was bartending for a while she was going to school. So, there was a job. You meet a lot of people that way. Yeah, well, look, there are all different jobs, and as long as you're working, it's better than not working. So, I don't knock it. You know, I say, you know, if they, whatever living somebody can make, that's fine. It's okay. I don't berate them if they have lack of education or anything like that. As long as they're working. If they're just not working and homeless, that's another story. That's a different situation.
Now, the problem is, I once said to him what he'd do in college. A, he took Negro and Puerto Rican studies, and he took history. And I said to him, why'd you do that? Because you can't make an education. You can't get a job with those. His answer to me was he enjoyed it.
That's the bottom line. Fine. Look, if he enjoys something, you can take courses in it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. Look, the people don't even go to school. There are people that drop out of school or don't even go in the first place. So, anyway. Look, it is what it is. If he's content and he's happy, he's making money, does what he wants to do, it's fine. I see a lot of young people walking dogs in the city, because I'm in the city all the time, and I see a lot of that. As you know, I'm all over the place because I'm in the subway, so I go from borough to borough. So, you know, I observe what's out there. There's a lot of young people that are walking dogs, and you would think that what's wrong with them? But once you realize what they do in life, and they're educated, you know, then you say, oh. So that's the way it is. I am here. I'm at my sister's.
Okay, Andy. Oh, catch you later. WA2CDL. Nice contact, as usual. M2EO.
Well, it's always educational. See you later. WA2CDL.
Hey, Andy, give me a call. KC2LXD.
Yeah, Rodney, I'll give you a call, because I owe you at least 10 phone calls. Later, WHCDL, just leaving the call.
Tonight at 8. to the WQVL repeater.